This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
And I still want to say the new.
The new Bridget Ayer, on the air with Bridget Ayer, right?
And actually, for people, long-time listeners to Catholic Radio, they might know that Bridget was the hostess of Catholic Radio Faith in Action, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Something like that.
When we first got started, when our studios were over in the pyramids there. And then, of course, for the last quite a number of years, MJ Crowder was here, and we're glad to have Bridget back again. And this is the point in the program where MJ and I would always talk about what's going on at Catholic Radio, and Bridget is still new enough so that when we, that's me, talk about what's going on at Catholic Radio, Bridget, some of it is new to Bridget.
I'll ask you the questions, Jim. So
okay. Well, we have a couple of really easy ways to donate. I mean, a lot of our people who are listening right now are regular donors to Catholic Radio, and we do appreciate that. Catholic Radio is listener supported, and we would not be on the air without your support. It really is that simple. And so we hope that if you're one of our regular donors, we want to thank you very, very much. If you haven't become a regular donor yet, you can do that by visiting our website, catholicradioindy.org, or you can just give us a call here at Catholic Radio, and we can talk to you about it over the phone. Our number is 317-870-8400, and our website, catholicradioindy.org. But there's a couple of really, 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 really simple ways that you can give. I think most everybody listening to our radio station probably eats every day, probably buys groceries every week or thereabouts. And we've got a program set up with Kroger. And if you've got one of those red Kroger Plus cards, we're not telling you to shop at Kroger. If you can shop elsewhere, that's fine too. But if you do shop at Kroger and you use your Plus card, all you have to do is go to our website, catholicradioindy.org. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a little link to register your Kroger card. And if you do that, It's a simple process. Then every time you go to the store, it doesn't matter whether you're getting bread or milk or eggs or hundreds of dollars worth of food for the family, Catholic Radio gets a small cut of it if you go to the program by just registering one time.
That's great. And honestly, when I'm not in Catholic Radio, I think I'm in Kroger. I mean that sincerely. So I need to sign up for that. I haven't done that.
Well, we spend a lot of time and a little bit of money over there too. But I know at the moment we don't have very many people signed up on that. So we need to have some more people. If you're listening right now, make it a point to do that. CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on the Kroger link. You'll be taken to the Kroger website, and they're going to ask you for your card number, so have that handy. Then they're going to ask you what charity you want your donation to go to. Put in Catholic Radio Indy, and you're all done. And Catholic Radio benefits every single time.
That's great. I'm excited to do that.
All right, and let's get on. We have a guest waiting to talk with us right now, and I'm interested in finding out more about her.
Yeah, me too. Well, we have with us Tom Beckenbauer. He is the founder of the Catholic Aviation Association and also the founder of the Cupertino Aviation Club. So welcome to Faith in Action, Tom.
Thank you very much.
And this, I found out about this one time when I was at the I looked in my bulletin after Mass, and I noticed that there was going to be a free fly and that the Cupertino Aviation Club was sponsoring that, and I didn't know anything about it. So tell us what the – so I went out to the free fly to find out about that. So tell us about what the Cupertino Aviation Club is.
The Cupertino Aviation Club is designed to help young people become acquainted with aviation, gain a flying experience, and see if that is perhaps a hobby or a career that they may be interested in pursuing. We are targeting mainly junior high and high school young people.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give them an opportunity through our association with the EAA, Experimental Aviation Association. They have what's called a Young Eagles program.
Okay.
And they periodically will have their members conduct flights where these young people can go up, get a chance to see what the cockpit's like, perhaps even get to follow the pilot on the controls, fly around their local neighborhood, and get that experience. After they do that, they are then eligible to sign up for the EAA Young Eagles program and become a member. And that has some pretty good benefits to it, which help them along in their journey towards a pilot certificate, if that's what they choose to do.
And we'll get back to what some more about the Cupertino Club with the young people, but you're also the founder of the Catholic Aviation Association. That's a national organization. Talk about that.
It is a national organization, although we're still in the building phase.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Aviation Association was founded in an effort to bring together people of faith who are in the aviation industry.
Okay.
Our desire is that we can support one another on our faith journey as well as our aviation journey, whatever that happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
One of the goals in bringing older people together, of course, is so that they can reach out to the community, educate people, particularly young people, mm-hmm. about opportunities within aviation. The other thing is learning to become a pilot and advancing in the different ratings you get is a journey for everyone. Well, our faith is also a journey. And without people who can mentor us and help us learn lessons along the way, then our growth may be slow. If we have people who are helping us and guiding us, who've already been there and know what the pitfalls of flying and of life are, then they can help us maybe avoid those and have a successful flight plan for our life.
Yeah, I guess never thought about it that way before, but I guess we all in life have a beginning, being born, and we have hopefully a long life, but the landing's pretty important too, where we land.
Well, yeah. And it is, choosing that destination.
and not crashing. I think I've crashed and burned a few times, and then, I guess you got to recover from that and get back in the plane and fly again, right?
Well, I think we all have, and not only in the airplane, but in life. When we make mistakes, we learn from them.
So did you grow up Catholic? Talk about how you grew up and how you got involved in aviation and how the two kind of came together for you.
Okay. Well, I did not grow up Catholic. I'm a convert. Came into the faith about 2000 was when I was first introduced to Catholicism.
Praise God.
Absolutely, praise God.
Welcome.
The greatest thing that ever happened. Before that, I was a nominal Protestant, but I had always been searching.
Mm-hmm.
And the search eventually led me and my wife at the same time to consider the Catholic Church. Both of us had a background that kind of prejudiced against the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
But we discovered that we didn't know it at all. What we had been told was erroneous.
Sure.
So we discovered that.
My dad, same thing, When he went through RCA, he realized, well, none of the things I was told about Catholics is actually true.
Yeah. Well, we were actually, my wife and I were introduced by a friend to Catholicism as we were invited to attend the year 2000 Jubilee out in Oakland, California.
Okay.
We were totally impressed. And after that, the next day we went to a Catholic bookstore, got a catechism, and started reading ourselves into the faith, really.
Oh, wow.
And then we signed up for an RCIA, one of the parishes out there in Oakland. And a job change caused us to move to Indianapolis. And so we left the RCIA program there, came back, and started it up here again. And this all took about 3 years, I guess it was, April of 2004, we both came into the church together.
Well, if you're just joining our program, I'm talking with Tom Beckenbauer. He is the founder of the Catholic Aviation Association and also the Cupertino Aviation Club for young people. And how did you get involved in aviation?
Aviation is in my blood. My father was a Navy pilot. His brother, my uncle, was a Navy engine mechanic. And my grandfather on my father's side was also a Navy engine mechanic.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was born in Pensacola, Florida, the seat of naval aviation. So
you were destined, right?
I was destined.
It's in your blood and you were destined.
It really was. So after college, I joined the Navy, went through the officer candidate program down in Pensacola, and then went into flying as a naval flight officer. So I flew in F-4s and then F-14s off carriers for a number of years. My total active duty Navy career was 27 years.
Mm. Thank you for your service.
Well, you're entirely welcome. It was my pleasure and privilege to be able to serve. After I got out of the Navy, I was very fortunate to be able to start a Naval Junior ROTC program at Anaheim High School out in Anaheim, California.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a wonderful experience. I spent 3 years doing that. And we started out with 39 kids, wound up with about 200 in the program.
That's amazing.
And it was amazing. It was a wonderful experience. And I've loved working with young people all my life, but that was a particularly gratifying experience because I really felt like I got to help a number of kids find their direction in life.
So I know that in talking to you before, I actually did an article for The Catholic Moment, so I have a little bit of background on that, so you can go to The Catholic Moment online and get the story of Tom Beckenbauer and the Catholic Aviation Association. But what there's something new going on with Catholic aviation.
Well, there is, and I need to back up a little bit and tell you how my love for young people and my love for aviation kind of came together.
Okay.
We all look back at our life, and sometimes it's a very meandering path, and we wonder, how did we get to where we are? And what am I supposed to do with what I've learned and experiences I've had? So as I was contemplating retiring after the Navy, after ROTC, I worked 10 years as a FedEx flight operations manager.
Okay.
So it was time to consider my retirement and what I was going to do next. So I'm sitting in Adoration Chapel praying about that, and I look out the window and I see an airplane going by. And I kind of hear in my inner self God saying to me, why don't you put your love for young people and your love for aviation together and see if you can't somehow figure out a way to help young people on their path in life through aviation.
Well, I can't believe it, but we need to take a break here, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Tom Beckenbauer talking more about Catholic aviation.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then, below that in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Tom Beckenbauer, and we are talking about Catholic aviation. So we were talking about what the Catholic Aviation Association is and what you're trying to do with that.
Sure. Catholic Aviation is trying to bring together people of faith in the aviation community so that we can support one another in our faith as we grow, ask questions, as well as learn more about aviation, help us to become better in whatever field in aviation we're in. So we're establishing chapters throughout the country. We're looking for people who are interested in establishing a chapter, and we'll provide them with the material to do that. We have two chapters now, one here in the Indianapolis area and one down in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Now, I would imagine learning about flying and aircraft and things like that is kind of an ongoing journey. I think, you know, everybody thinks they maybe want to fly and then they learn how to fly, and but nobody says, well, that's it. I can fly a little plane. Now I'm all done. They want to learn more?
Oh, absolutely they do. Some people are content for it to be a hobby, and there are people out there who build airplanes, and then that's all they fly. And there are others who look at it as a career opportunity and want to get into the airlines. Right now, there's a tremendous need for pilots in the airline industry and in general aviation. We call it GA. Mm-hmm. There has been a significant decline over the years in the number of people going into aviation, partly because of the cost, probably mainly because of the cost, but also because of the locations of airports and the security restrictions that have been put on airports these days. And it's just, it's not a community experience like it used to be. You go out, you meet an instructor, you go fly, and then you come back and go home. It used to be everybody gather at the airport and watch what's going on and participate, but that just doesn't happen anymore.
But you came along, and now there's the Cupertino Aviation Club. What is that, and tell us about Cupertino, why the name?
Okay. First of all, the name came from St. Joseph of Cupertino, patron saint of aviation, and he was known back in the 1600s for levitating. Had a tremendous devotion to our Blessed Mother, and when he would go in to pray, he would actually go into ecstasies, and people would witness him rising up off the ground. It was just amazing. People came from all over the Europe at that time to see him. So he is our patron saint. And of course, everybody's familiar with Cupertino, California.
Sure.
And Cupertino, there's a Catholic church out there named after him with a wonderful statue of him in front of it. But back to the Catholic, the Cupertino Aviation Clubs.
For young people, right?
They are for young people. And initially, I started out with a club at a high school, a local Catholic high school, Garin High, and did that for 3 years. Discovered that that may not be the best way to reach the most kids. So the focus kind of shifted to establishing what we call the Modern American Primary Glider Basic Youth Flight Training Program.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of modeled after a program that I was made aware of that's in Lithuania, believe it or not. And they start kids as young as 11 flying in a small, ultralight type airplane. And what they do is tow them along the ground. They learn how to taxi. And then they tow them a little bit faster. They learn how to get in the air, and they kind of bounce along and get a sense of what it's like. And then as they gain some skills, they put them on a little bit of a longer tether and tow them higher in the air, eventually getting up to 20 to 30 feet where they release them. And these young people come back down and land, and they learn how to turn a little bit. So it gives a basic experience. And in Lithuania, the program is designed to identify those kids who have skills that would be useful in the airline industry. So they're grooming kids, they're identifying and grooming kids. And it's a top-down government-run program. We can't do that here. So we're trying to do a bottom-up program.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now acquired one ultralight aircraft that we're modifying for this. And we'll be, hopefully, this spring, we'll be putting that airplane on a pedestal to begin with so the kids can fly it into the wind and get a sense of what it's like to move in a three axes. And then later on this spring and early summer, we hope to be able to start towing it. And then we will demonstrate it, God willing, up at Oshkosh. Oshkosh is a gathering of EAA people and others from all around the world. It's the largest gathering of aviation enthusiasts. Typically, they have more than 10,000 airplanes fly into Oshkosh, and then hundreds of thousands of people come by throughout a week-long event and see that. So we're hoping to demonstrate our what we call the MAPG, Modern American Primary Glider, up there at Oshkosh this summer.
Now, you're mentioning glider quite a bit. You also deal with propeller-driven airplanes, right, besides gliders?
Well, I do. I am a power pilot, instrument-rated, single-engine land. I'm also a glider pilot and a glider instructor.
Yeah.
So these are full-scale gliders that we're flying. We have another club that I'm a member of, the Central Indiana Soaring Society, located up in Alexandria, Indiana, just west of Muncie. We have three gliders and two tow planes, and then about 12 to 14 private gliders up there. Our club has about 41 members, and we fly on the weekends from April through October.
So if someone was listening to this program and they wanted to get more information, maybe they're, you know, it's a mom or a young person that's listening and they want to either join the Cupertino Club, where can they get some more information on that?
Sure. Well, there's four different ways,
okay.
In fact. We have two websites, catholicaviation.org and cupertinoclubs.org.
Okay.
You can go to either one of those. And I will say that on the Cupertino Club site, you will get to see exactly what we're talking about with this ultralight glider that we're going to try to train some kids in. The other way, besides the websites, is simply to text either CAA or CAC to 84576. 84576. If you do that, you will be able to join in a specific club if you see one identified on the page that this will take you to, and have a chance to register also for our newsletter. And we'll provide periodic updates on how we're doing. You can also go to Facebook. I forgot to mention that before, but both Catholic Aviation and Cupertino Clubs are on Facebook, so you can follow us there as well.
Now, what age are you looking for as far as the young people joining?
We are looking for junior high, 7th grade, up through 12th grade. But what we've typically found is that the transition from 11 to 12, these young people begin to have other interests.
Sure. So age.
Girls, cars, and whatever they're going to do after their senior year.
That kind of separates the potential pilots from the non-pilots.
Well, and we hope to introduce these young people so that even if they don't decide on a career, they will come back into aviation when they're able to afford it and they have the time. I will say that a very significant statistic is that from 1990, we've seen a 30% decline in general aviation activity. And we've seen close to a 55% decline in the number of private pilots since 1980.
That's quite a bit.
So it is. And a lot of industries are being affected, particularly the airline industry right now, because they need about 20,000 pilots a year.
Wow.
Nationwide to sustain all the airlines, and there's only about 10,000 available. And it typically takes about 6 years from the time a person decides they want to fly until they're qualified to get in the airlines. So we're way behind. And airlines are beginning to look at different ways to attract people. One regional airline right now is inviting those pilots who have an instrument rating to come in for an interview. If they're accepted into the program, they will actually get paid by the airline to go through training up to the point where they can qualify to fly for the airplane. So lots of changes in the industry recently to make it more attractive and financially feasible for someone to come into the airline business.
So we have about 2 minutes. How does this impact your faith in terms of aviation and Catholicism? Talk a little bit about those two things together and how it kind of lifts your faith, or how you're hoping to inspire people in their Catholic faith.
Sure. Well, the first thing is, I mentioned before that there's a lot of lessons learned in life. So one of the first things that I learned is that there is an authority out there in aviation. We've got the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. When I was in the Navy, of course, I had commanders and commanding officers and all kinds of rules. And what I learned is that life goes better when you play by the rules. Well, obviously, in our faith, we also have an authority. When we listen to that authority, God, and we look at the word that He has passed on to us, it's all good stuff to help us to learn how to live life and avoid the crashes that we talked about earlier. So we use the various lessons that we can learn in aviation as analogies to teach life lessons.
That sounds wonderful. So my guest today has been Tom Beckenbauer, the founder of Catholic Aviation Association and the Cupertino Aviation Club. We wish you a lot of success. Can you give us that webpage one more time?
Sure, catholicaviation.org and cupertinoclubs.org.
And just a reminder that this program, if you're just catching the tail end of it or joined us midway through, is always available to listen to as a podcast at catholicradioindy.org.
Thanks so much, Tom, for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.